بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أفضل المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا واشرح لنا صدرنا واعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، we continue with the last part of التذكر as the Shaykh mentioned. And we come to the last paragraph or the last three things he said, رحمه الله. يقول رحمه الله وإنما تجتنى ثمرة الفكرة بثلاثة أشياء وإنما تجتنى ثمرة الفكرة بثلاثة أشياء. He said, you can pick the fruit of reflection or التفكير with three things. نعم. بقصر الأمل. قصر الأمل meaning not to have a long hope in this dunya. والتأمل في القرآن and to reflect in the Quran. وقلة الخلطة and not to mix with people a lot. Kicking back and hanging out. We'll explain. والتمني and wishing. Always have wishes. والتعلق بغير الله and to attach yourself with other than Allah. والشبع and to fill your stomach. والمنام and to sleep a lot. We'll explain. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله يعني أن من أن في منزل التذكر تجتنى ثمرة الفكرة لأنها أعلى منها. He said, from the تذكر, because we're talking about تذكر, not تفكر, remember? He said, but from the تذكر, you can pick the fruit of تفكر. What does it mean? What does this sentence mean? Also, what we said, remember last time, that actually when you have remembrance, is better than reflection. But reflection has a purpose. صح؟ You use to the تذكر, the remembrance, to pick the fruits of reflection. يعني كيف؟ For example, you're reading in the Quran or you're reflecting about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you an example. Today, I was eating some Asian food late. And there was salad, coriander, onion, tomato, and it's all one plate. When the taste comes to your mouth, the coriander is just subhanallah. Onion, subhanallah. You think about it, you said, yani, this comes from the ground. And this comes from the ground. وَيُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ And the water is one. It's not different water, it's just the same water. The same ground, different seeds. Look, every one of them is different. It gave you a mixture of things. عرفت? How much the ni'mah of Allah is upon you. You subhanAllah, the different types. يعني a salad, if I just put your tomato by itself, if I put your parsley by itself, come on, but شوف subhanAllah, parsley, mint, and coriander, they're just herbs. You put together, they give you this wonderful flavor. SubhanAllah. And they're simple things. They're not, you know. Think about it. How simple is these things, but how great is the creation of these things. So that is called what? Al-Fikra. Your thought. The At-Tadhakkur is how this Fikra impacts on your behavior. The impact of this, if it made me get up and pray to Allah, thanking Him for ni'am, that it has impacted on me. Otherwise, that thought is fruitless. صح? It's good, but it's fruitless. It has done nothing. Maybe you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah for the ni'mah. You remember Allah. Araft? But you, what is needed is more. What is needed is more. You need more to be able for the impact to last in your life. One of those impacts is you start thinking even more clearer. It's like, Malishi, I want to dumb it down as much as possible. It's like A, B, and C. A gave you B, and B gave you C. A is the fikrah. The fikrah gave for you to the tadhakkur. The fikrah, the reflection gave you the remembrance. The remembrance gave you clearer reflection. And the clearer reflection will give you clearer what? Remembrance. And the clearer remembrance will give you even more clearer. And then you should be shooting towards the sky. You understand now? Araft? So one will hand you down to the other until you reach a level that the minimum of tafakkur. That's why now you'll understand when someone say to Umar, ittaqillah, he cries. Maybe it happened once in your life. Huh? But it is not constant in your life. Why? Because that ittaqillah started the fikra in the head of Umar, but at a very clear level. It sparked a remembrance, made him cry. Next time somebody will tell him, ittaqillah, it even increases him more. This is how your iman increases. Now he said, but he reached to this level to pick this fruit, which is the C, A, B, and A, then B, then C, the C. He said, you have to meet these guidelines. What are these guidelines here, Imam? He said, the first one, قصر الأمل. He said, قصر الأمل, to have short hope in this dunya. Because only the fool thinks he's going to last in this dunya forever. You're fooling yourself. So when you know that you're not going to last forever, so you're not going to hope as if you are what? You're going to be here until the end of time. No. When you have this in mind, then when you hear about the hereafter or any ni'mah that comes from Allah, it brings you back to reality and makes you think clearer. Person, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. He thinks he's going to live forever. His mal. طيب, here, we all know, ikhwani, with the ayah, يعني, if the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about, the one whom he thinks that his wealth going to keep him here on this earth forever, if you to stop him, if you to ask him, are you going to stay live forever? He says, no. So how can the Quran say this about him? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking about lisanul hal, مش lisanul maqal. The tongue is two types. The tongue, the uttered word, and the uttered actions. And your action speaks. They say in English, action speaks louder than words. So there is a tongue, which is your actions. And there is tongues are your word that you utter out of your mouth. He said, قصر الأمل. This person living in this dunya, as if he is going to live forever. His actions as if what? So, he's accumulating money, accumulating wealth. He's consumed with this dunya, forgetting about the hereafter. But if he has amal, قصر أمل, what he does sadaqah. He reflects more. صح? He knows that he's not going to stay forever. Here he said, فَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ بِقُرْبِ الرَّحِيلِ وَسُرْعَةُ انْقِضَاءِ مُدَّةُ الْحَيَاةِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَنْفَعِ الْأُمُورِ لِلْقَلْبِ. He said, قصر الأمل is what? Is when you have the knowledge that leaving this life is very soon. And life runs quickly. إخواني, unbelievable. Last year was Ramadan is like yesterday. We are 3 weeks away from Ramadan. I mean, seriously. For God's sake. How quick? Yesterday was January. Yesterday, just yesterday. Now what? Mid-May. Not May, mid-May. How quick it is. Sara'atun qida'uha. There it goes, it runs. Yani subhanallah. You know when the brother got shot in Bankstown? I knew this brother. The day they buried him, rahimahullah, at night I was sitting in bed thinking, it's his first night in the grave. It is the first night in the grave. One of the worst or the best nights in your life. La ilaha illallah. Yani, what preparation the person has done for that first night in the grave. We all think we're going to live to 70 or 80. He was 40. Allah blessed him to do two Hajj twice. Repented. Imagine if he didn't repent. Ajib. Subhanallah, I was just saying to myself, Subhanallah. Yani, I wonder how you're feeling, Ya Waleed, now. This is serious. Did you answer the angels? Did you have the right answers when they set you down? This could be any one of us. Could be me tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow. Yeah, and if I die now, probably the burial tomorrow or after tomorrow. Famed. Could be any one of us. But when you have these thoughts, not you give up on this dunya. That's not what it is. It is to always have it in the back of your mind, there ready, in front of you. When you're doing your life, when you're going about your life, you don't have this hope that you're going to live forever. And you do the hasanat as if you're leaving tomorrow or today. Bas. He said, he mentions a few ayat. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Have you seen Muhammad when we gave him joy in this life for so many years? ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. And then whatever they were promised came to them. Which is what? What was the promise? Death came to them. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. What has benefited them? Or this, what they were enjoying, has it shielded them from this moment? You can have the biggest muscles. You can have all the guns in the world. And all the bodyguards in the world. And everything in the world. Nothing will stop in the way of Malik al-Maut. No door, no 6 feet safe, nothing will stop in his way. He will come and take your ruh. يقول المولى عز وجل كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. كأنهم, as if on that day, when they see the hour, they didn't stay in this dunya except ashiya, a night or a morning. A night or a day. And anyone of you who has an elderly person in his family, ask on a sincere question, tell them to tell you sincerely, how old are you? Did you feel your age? Did you feel the 70? Huh. Tell you like a dream my life went. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, sunnat al-hayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hayat. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every disease there is a cure. Even if we don't know the cure now, someone would know the cure. One day will be discovered. إلا الدهر. Except the grown old. There's no cure for it. Shuf, the psyche of people, the psychology, how they try to invent anything, any medicine, to prolong their life, to look younger, to stay young. It's not going to happen. Subhanallah. Anyway, anything to go back in age. But what about your heart? What about your kidneys? What about your liver? What about your stomach? What about the bones? What about the... Everything start to decay and gets tired, ready to fail. Sah. Your heart will never be like 15, even if your skin is. Even if you dye your hair black so you can cheat your age. Your heart has worked for 60 years. You can't take that away from your heart. No matter what vitamins you take, no matter how much fitness you have, very important to be fit. But your heart has pumped for 60 years. Imagine a pump, no matter how much you maintain it, that pumps for 60 years, at any time prepared to give up and fail. It's not your heart, your kidneys, your liver that has been purifying, filtering your system, your blood for 60 years. Any filter after 60 years, Habibi, in your car every 6 months, but it needs to change. So something bound to fail. So no matter, that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, age, it cannot be taken back. It always goes. And that's why there is no kuwa for age. But dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeps your spirit young. Even though you have a short hope, but you always remain young. Because this feeling that you have, it is accompanying you from the time of the awakening until the time you die. Always have this promise. As long as you live, you're going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That spirit is maintained all the time. And eating, applying the sunnah, as he would say to you later, which is not to fill your stomach, just pump it with food. Your body will always be fit. Always be not overweight. And we'll talk about a little bit, the Shaykh going to talk to us about this point. He said, he mentions here Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, وَالتَأَمُّلْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, to reflect upon the Qur'an, reflect on in the verses of the Qur'an. He said, Rahimahullah Ibn al-Qayyim, explaining this, he said, وَأَمَّا التَأَمُّلُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَهُوَ تَحْدِيقُ نَاظِرُ الْقَلْبِ إِلَى مَعَانِي. تَحْدِيقُ نَاظِرِ الْقَلْبِ إِلَى مَعَانِي. He said, as for reflecting upon the Qur'an, the eye of the heart reflects upon the meaning of the Quran. So here at ta'ammul fil Quran, it's not talking about the eye here. Because the ta'ammul happens with what instrument? The eye, with this faculty. That's ta'ammul. But here he means deeper meaning, which is the eye of the heart. And remember the Quran, when he speaks about blindness, he doesn't speak about the eye. He speak about the blindness of the eye of the heart. He said, وَجَمْعُ الْفِكْرِ عَلَى تَدَبُّرِهِ وَتَعَقُّلِهِ, and to focus and concentrate and gather your thoughts upon تَدَبُّر, to understand and rationally absorb the ayat of the Quran. لَا مُجَرَّدَ تِلَاوَةٍ بِلَا فَهْمٍ وَلَا تَدَبُّرٍ. He said, it's not just mere recitation without understanding and tadabbur. He said, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ, a book that we revealed to you, مُبَارَكٌ, blessed, full of barakah. ليتدبروا آياتي. So they can what? Reflect upon its verses. تدبر. طيب إيش هو التدبر? What is the تدبر? التدبر is to see how the verses fit in your life. How do you correspond and react to these verses? It's not an ayat that you walk past and you don't apply. And that is why he said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Then they have tadabbur to the Quran, or there are locks on their hearts, or there are locks on their hearts. Yani, let me give you an example, because a lot of mashaykh, they speak about tadabbur, but in reality they aren't. Yani, let's just say the imam reading about Shu'aib. His people mocked him, his people rejected him, and then he replied, all what I want is to do islah, to correct your life, to make you live a clean, honorable life. Mastata'at, as much as I'm able to. But what is the tadabbur of the Quran? To think of yourself that I am a muslih. What is the role of the muslih? Who comes to his people, who have a lot of corruption, and he tries to do some social changes inside his society and community. So Shu'aib came to his people. He called them to correct their ways. He called them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He called them for the deen of Allah. They rejected him. He said, I am a muslih to you. So this is what tadabbur. That means when I hear this ayat, I'm going to do muslih, at least to myself and to my family to begin with. So what is the normal response of my family? I'm going to hear rejections. So the norm is what? Is to be rejected and the exception to be accepted. That's the tadabbur. So what do I deal with it? I go violent and I start smashing stuff because all my family are kuffar. That's how I react. What was the reaction of Shu'aib? On the contrary, he said, oh people, I'm trying to fix this corruption. As much as I'm able to. If I'm not able, pay. So tadabbur Quran is to see how it reflects in your life. Whether you are performing what Allah is asking you. Very simple. To hear ayat about, for example, Qiyamul Layl, Qum al-Layla illa qaleela, nisfahu. Yes, I'm going to Iqamatul Layl, inshallah. Inshallah, in Lebanese, man, that never happens. Really, have you taken the steps? When you start making the steps and making a plan, this is tadabbur of the Quran. If you haven't made a step, then this is no tadabbur. Then Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he moved to explain what the Shaykh explained, but in his own terms, in his own words. He said, as for what corrupts the heart, why he spoke about corrupts of the heart, he said here, because after that, the Shaykh mentioned five. What are these five? He said, Al-Khilta, At-Tamanni, At-Ta'alluq bi-Ghayri Allah, Wa-Shaba' wal-Manam. The Imam put all of these five and he put them under one subheader, which is the corruptors of the heart. He said, Qillatul Khilta, not to mix a lot with people. At-Tamanni, to wish a lot. Third, to attach yourself with other than Allah, to other than Allah. Fourth, ash-shaba' yani, to fill your stomach full. And al-manam, to sleep. So Ibn al-Qayyim took these five and he gave them a section by themselves. Because they are exactly, if you don't notice these five things, you'll find yourself not only lazy for Allah, you'll be lazy for the dunya kaman. These things, yani, you could say, bottom line, they waste your time and they make you lazy. If you are a university student, if you are a Sharia student, if you are a Quran student, you're trying to memorize the Quran, if you are anything, if you manage these five, you're already on your way. A sheikh mentioned something. He said these five extinguish the light of the heart and it blinds the eye of the heart and makes the heart what? Deaf. Your heart becomes heavy. Watch, because it's all connected. He said, and it makes your will weak. Huh? And it brings it backward and it makes it sick. And then, وَمَا لِجُرْحٍ بِمَيِّتٍ إِلَامُ. You reach to a level where it's an Arab saying, which there is no pain from a wound after death. And when someone is dead, if you cut him, he's not going to feel the pain. So here he's saying, your heart dies there, no matter how much haram you'll do, you don't feel the pain of it anymore because you're dead. He said, فَإِنَّهُ لَا نَعِيمَ لَهُ وَلَا لِذَّهُ. There is no heavenly feeling for the heart, nor a sweet taste, nor happiness, nor perfection, except by knowing Allah and loving Him, and feeling the tranquility by remembering Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be excited to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the Jannah that the true believer lives in on this earth. This is the Jannah the true believer lives in on this earth. He said, and I heard my teacher, Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, that it is a Jannah on this earth. If you don't enter it, it will be very hard to enter the Jannah of the hereafter. So the heart enters Jannah in a state of happiness, contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a Jannah on this earth. And that is what the Salaf said about it. Some of our predecessors said, we are in a state of happiness that if the kings know about it, they will fight us with it, or they will fight us for it with their swords. Which is a Jannah there. He said, and some of the muhibbin, some of the lovers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say, masakin ahlul dunya. Poor are the people of this dunya. خَرَجُوا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا ذَاقُوا أَطْيَبَ مَا فِيهَا. They left this dunya after they pass away and they haven't tasted the most tasteful thing in it. Here, the most tasteful you see now, all the shows is about cooking and cooking and cooking here, cooking there, cooking, cooking. That is the most tasteful thing. They said, no. There is something so tasty. Lord, people come to this dunya, they don't taste it and they leave this dunya without tasting it. He said, they said, mahabbatullah, the love of Allah. Wal unsi bihi, and to feel tranquility and uns. You know, uns is opposition, it's antonym to boring. Uns is keeping company. Yani Allah will become your companion. Wa shawq ila liqa'ih, and to feel excitement to meet Allah. And to turn to Him and to turn away from anything beside Allah. And they said, whomsoever has a heart knows the truth of this statement. He said, as for the first one, mixing with people, al-khilta. He said, your heart, فَامْتِلَاءُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ دُخَانِ أَنْفَاسِ بَنِي آدَمْ يَسْوَدْ. He said, when the heart is filled with the smoke from the breath of son of Adam, it turns black. Of course, it's metaphor here, he means. Meaning when you mix so much with people, your heart becomes what, black. And that is reality. And anyone who deals with a lot of people on a daily basis, where his job actually to deal with a lot of people, his heart turned black. You find any job that they have to deal with people and the problems and the rubbish of people, they get so stressed out. They get so stressed out because what? It's all the hum. Araf, the worry of people are in your head. And you take it, you start shouldering it, and it causes you stress. But when you mix with people for the sake of Allah, that will not stress you out anymore. Why? Because you remember that this is a ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khilta with the people is a very stressful thing, ikhwani. And if you're not a da'i, you don't need so much of it. You take of it as a medicine. But the basic principle is to seclude yourself. Yeah, when I say seclude yourself, تعقد حالك, to sit in a room and close the door and or don't mix with the people. Incorrect, because the deen of Islam is about khilta. Is about what? Khilta. The 5 daily salawat are what? Khilta. Al-Hajj is what? Khilta. The zakat is khilta. صح? Ramadan is khilta. Da'wah is khilta. Work is khilta. But the excessive part, when you don't take time from the khilta to yourself, to ibadat Allah, the reflection. Same thing, if you're studying university with hanging out and kicking back and wasting time with the people, how are you going to study? Where are you going to have the time to focus? And that's a part, and we haven't started talking about the influence on others on you. That is a different total ball game altogether. How others make you what? Ruin your iman and destroy your iman and open your eyes to haram and things that you didn't even know before. Try this cigarette and try this joint and take this bong and take this blong and take this pill. You fly, man. We haven't even spoken about that. We're staying khilta with good brothers and good sisters. Yani brothers and yani good sisters with good sisters. We understand? Now the khilta is everywhere. You wake up on Facebook and you sleep on Twitter. And in between the WhatsApp messages. Khilta again. You need time for yourself. You don't disconnect from humans. There's no rahbaniya in Islam. We don't sin. We're not monks. He said, وَهَذِهِ الْخِلْطَةِ التي تكون على نوع مودة في الدنيا وقضاء وطر بعضهم من بعض. He said, this, he's talking about the khilta too much, which is based on the law, on issues of dunya and fulfilling each other's need. He said, this تنقلب إذا حقت الحقائق عداوة. That this basic khilta, when hereafter comes, will turn to enmity. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. And the oppressor comes on this day, biting on his hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. يَا لَيْت, I wish I have taken with the messenger path. يعني, I followed the path of the believers. يَا وَيْلَتِي يَا لَيْتَنِي يَا وَيْلَتَ يَا لَيْتَنِي مَتَّخَذْتُ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Woe to me, I wish I never taken this person as close a friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He has misguided me from the remembrance of Allah after it came to me. And another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوْ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The friends on the day of judgment, the enemies, except the pious ones. That is why the suhba has to be ash for the deen, for the sake of Allah. That's why he said, but what is the criteria? What is the dabit? What is the rule in this? He said, أَن يُخَالَتَ النَّاسَ فِي الْخَيْرِ. To mix with the people in good things. Like al-jum'ah, salat al-jama'ah, al-eid, wal-hajj. And to seek knowledge like we're doing now, al jihad, ويعتزلهم في الشر وفضول المباحات, and to stay away from them in evil action, وفضول المباحات, extra actions that is mubah. Is it mubah? Is it allowed to stay up with the friends and have a barbecue? And that's mubah or not? Even if we talk about nothing, and you know, how are you? How was work? Alhamdulillah. Wallah, I went fishing. This, that. That's mubah. No one can say it's haram. But fudul, the excess, to stay away from it. Yeah, barbecue a month, shbana. Every weekend, barbecue tazum everyone. And yani, you prepare Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday night by time they finish. You go to sleep like a jifa, like a dead. Sahib,
It's not acceptable. Yani, that is what he's saying. Some people do it. He said, it's halal. Oh, halal, tayyib. But this can corrupt your heart. He said here, فَإِنْ دَعَتِ الْحَاجَ If the need be to mix with him in actions which is can be considered evil, but he could not stay away, be aware that you agree with him. Happened, there is fahisha. At work, at home, there is something that not right, not Islamic. You don't agree, you don't show an agreement to this. You don't show acceptance to this. He said, and وَلْيَصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ And let he be patient with their harm. To have sabr. يعني كيف يعني like for example, a brother. He lives in a family that they're not religious. But he has to be with his family. Where is he going to go? His father likes the music high and his mother بتحط الأرجيلة وبتاع وتعلو أرجيلة and you know and they playing cards ومسبات وكذا وأبوك صح نوم اللبا family what he does he has no option except to sit he said he showed that خلاص I'm not gonna sit with you and play cards I'm not going to accept your أرجيلة and that I'm just gonna sit here and smile and أصبر على أذاكم خلاص patient الحمد لله يعني ما بتروح بتكسر وبتشيل لا الله اصبر على هذا هم you be patient with their harm he said here وليصبر فإنهم لا بد أن يؤذوه he said it's eventually he will be harmed by what's happening إن لم يكن له قوة ولا ناصر if he doesn't have a power to change things they're gonna harm him so he'll be patient ولكن أذى يعقبه عز ومحبة وتعظيم وثناء منهم ومن المؤمنين ومن رب العالمين he said but this harm It's usually followed by a glorification from Allah and from the believers and from themselves by the end of the day when they see him is on his stance and he hasn't broke, they will eventually respect them. He said, Al-Mufsid al-Thani, the second corruptor, he said, Min Mufsidat al-Qalb, Rukubu Bahri al-Tamanni, to sail in the sea of wishes. There is difference between wish and hope. The wish is you want to attain something is without doing any work. Hope, you want to attain something but you work for it. He said, whomsoever hope for a good meeting with his Lord, let him do good action and do not associate anything with Allah. So hope, it has to be accompanied with what? Good action. Wish, I wish I have $1 million. Like, what have you done for the $1 million? Inshallah, I'm going to go to Jannah. And I'm Muhammad. And everyone whose name is Muhammad is going to go to Jannah. Have you heard this one? I heard it. That's wishing. What have you done for Jannah? Nothing. That's wishing. Rukubu bahri tamanni. If you keep wishing for this and wishing for that, that destroys your heart. Because you're living in a wonderland, in a dream. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. It's not going to happen, so forget about it. He said here, he said, وَهُوَ بَحْرٌ لَا سَاحِلَ لَهُ It is a sea without a shore. Meaning once you set sail in the sea of wishes, you're not going to reach a shore. Because there's no, you keep sailing. There's no end to this. وَهُوَ الْبَحْرُ الَّذِي يَرْكَبُهُ مَفَالِيسُ الْعَالَمُ He said, this is the sea, The sailors of it are the bankrupts. You're bankrupt because you don't have any action to offer or anything to offer. You end up what? Wishing. كما قيل, he uses an Arab poem, إن المنى رأس أموال المفانيس. يعني the منى, يعني this wishing, is the capital of the bankrupts. And the bankrupts have no capital. He said, وصاحب الهمة العالية أمانيه حائمة حول العلم والإيمان والعمل الذي يقربه إلى الله ويدينه من جواره ويدنيه من جواره. He said, as for the ones who have high aspiration and they work hard, his wishes are always surrendering knowledge and iman, an action that brings him closer to Allah and brings him nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third corruptor from the corruptors of the heart, he say, التعلق بغير الله تبارك وتعالى. And this is the worst one out of them, that you attach your heart with other than Allah. And that's the worst one out of them. And he said, Ibn al-Qayyim, there is nothing worse than attaching yourself to other than Allah. This is what destroys the heart. And he mentions an ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. And they have taken beside Allah deities so they can give him glory and might. كَلَّا سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ. Nay, on the day of judgment, they will disbelieve in their worship. يعني those آلهة will tell them, we disbelieve in you. وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدَّةً. And they become their enemy on the day of judgment. يعني anything that you attach yourself to other than Allah becomes a deity that you worship beside Allah, on the day of judgment, this deity will disbelieve in you, tell you, you should not have attached your heart to me, you should have attached yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing destroys the person's morale and the person's motivation, because ikhwani, everything that you attach to and you have tawakkul on is going to collapse and you'll find yourself lonely in this dunya. But once your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always you will have hope for tomorrow, no matter how much the dunya throws you down. Because you know Allah is always there and never leaves your side. Anything else in this dunya, no matter how close to your heart, will end up leaving you. Either by death, or betrayal, or walk away, or whatever it is. Your heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's it. He said, فَأَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ خُدْلَانًا مَنْ تَعَلَّقَ بِخَيْرِ اللَّهِ. The worst of people that become خُدْلَان, the worst let down you can ever get is if you attach yourself with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الطعام, food. هو the poem, what does it say? كُلْ كَثِيرًا تَنَمْ كَثِيرًا تَنْدَمْ كَثِيرًا. Eat a lot. You will sleep a lot, then you regret a lot. What is the best thing after a big meal? You just want to snore. I know, and hold them to digest the food. So you ate a lot, you slept a lot, you wasted a lot of time, and you regret a lot. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma mala'a adamiyun wa'an sharram min batnih." There is no worse container you can fill than your stomach. Because, akhi, benefit doesn't come from eating too much. Believe it or not, you don't need so much food. If you eat the right food, you don't need so much food. If you eat a lot of chocolate and lollies, you'll destroy your system, and no matter what you eat, it doesn't. If you eat the right food, a small amount of food is enough. And if you teach your body to accept a small amount of food, will be happy and satisfied with a small amount of food. Very simple. And unfortunately, people are, in some countries, can't find a bite to eat. And in these countries, we're spending money on diet. Because we're overeaten. Shift the irony we live in, the two extremes we live in. Some countries are dying from lack of food and hunger, and some countries are dying because they're eating too much. That's why al-i'tidal, to eat enough food and eat healthy, good food. What does the ayah say in Surah Al-Kahf? فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. He gave him money, the silver. He said, go to the market and see azka ta'ama. Here azka, some ulama said, it's halal food. Go look for us halal food. The people, the youth in the cave who slept and so. Another interpretation said, get us good quality food. Don't get us just deep fried stuff. Get us yani good, wholesome food, good for our body, because we've been sleeping for a long time. We need good nourishment and vitamins. So getting the good quality food is important. It's not haram. Yani it's not you are excessively spending if you buy good quality food. But eat small amounts. And even dietitians tell you, eat few times a day, but small amounts. Because when you feel your stomach, it actually, the blood rushes from all parts of your body, goes where? To your stomach, to make it, to digestive system, to digest it. Then when there is no much blood running in your body, you feel lazy, and that's why you want to sleep. And your brain can't think. Now, if you're starving, you can't think either. That's why you need a small amount of food, not busying your stomach. You start to think clearer, and your head becomes clear. He said here, بحسب ابن آدم لقيمات يقمن سلبة. It's sufficient for the son of Adam. Few bites, they keep his back standing. Only a few bites. Prophet ﷺ liked, when he can afford meat, what does he eat? The shoulder. And the shoulder is the tastiest, the best type of food. It's not too fattening. It's good. It's full of protein. The Prophet ﷺ used to like the best, which is really the best part of the animal. The shoulder meat. So here the Prophet ﷺ used to like the best quality out of the animal. By the way, the head and the tongue and nose and the brains, the Arabs at that time used to throw it away. They used to think it's rubbish. No one eats it. The head and the legs and all that they got it. They used to take the thigh and the shoulders and the chest and the back straps, and that's it. قال فإن كان لابد فاعلا يعني if you're a big eater, third for food and third for water and third for your breath, for air. يعني if your stomach is like this, third for food, halad. True or not? And a cup of water or halad. That's halad food. And rice halad. One small serve of rice. That is, if you are a big eater, in kana fa'ila, يعني Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you eat a big eater, mashallah. This is something important. Why? It actually truly gives you clarity in your thoughts, clarity in your head, and keep maintaining yani your health too, so your body doesn't get weak and sick. Here he said, ويحكى أن إبليس لعنه الله عرض ليحيى بن زكريا عليهما الصلاة والسلام. The shaitan came in the form of a human being, came to Yahya, the son of Zakariya. He said, قال يا يحيى هل نلت مني شيئا قط? Yahya said to him, did you ever deceive me in anything? The shaitan said, no. But one night, it was put in front of you, a very tasty, nice meal. And you ate and ate and ate until you filled full. And then you slept and wirdik. Yeah, and you slept that night. You didn't wake up early enough to do and perform the regular salat that you pray. Like qiyam or tasbih or something before the fajr. He said, فَنِمْتَ عَنْ وِرْدِكَ فَقَالَ يَحْيَى عليّ أن لا أشبع طعاما أبدا. It a promise upon me that I will never eat until I'm full at all. فقال إبليس وأنا لله عليّ أن لا أنصح آدميا أبدا. He said, also I promise Allah I will never advise a son of Adam ever. نعم. He said, the fifth corruptor from the corruptors of the heart, sleeping a lot. To do what? أسليب كثرة النوم. Of course, إخواني. He said, كَثْرَةُ النَّوْمْ يُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. It puts the heart to death and makes the body heavy and wastes your time and يُورِثُ كَثْرَةَ الْغَفْلَ وَالْكَسَلِ and makes you feel lazy. When you sleep 10 hours, definitely when you wake up, you feel what? Lazy. Definitely when you wake up, you feel what? Lazy. And you're all of your day lazy. That is why to regulate your sleep is the best. And of course, if a person used to sleeping 10 hours, he's not going to drop to 6, otherwise he feel like a zombie. But slowly, slowly, you reduce the amount. And some say 6-7 hours are more than enough a day. Or of course, sleeping less than what is enough for your body, also it's not good. But the secret is, do not eat a lot and sleep early. Some people don't sleep before 2 a.m. And some people, ya Habibi, sleep early. And then you can wake up early. And the barakah happens when you wake up early, up on your feet, 4:30, 4 o'clock. And then if you are the people who are in your control of your time, then after dhuhr, you have a little nap. You have a little nap, you rest your body, and you get up. And then also, you find as if your day becomes 48 hours. 2 days, subhanAllah. You do a lot. He said here, and believe it or not, if you're a student, you'll do so much work in a few early hours of the morning. In 2 hours in the morning, you can do so much work, study or whatever, more than trying to do work all day. Your brain is fresh. You wake up, if you slept well, you have a little breakfast, just a small breakfast. Huh? You sit down on your desk, you open your book, whether you're studying deen or you're studying otherwise. Sit down and study for 2-3 hours and watch how much benefit and how much work you do. Before everyone wakes up and before the house becomes into a commotion, you do these few hours are better than work a whole day. He said here, rahimahullah, وَأَنْفَعُ النَّوْمِ مَا كَانَ عِنْدَ شِدَّةِ الْحَاجَةِ إِلَيْهِ. The best sleep is when you really need sleep. Yani if you go to bed and you're staring at the ceiling, that is not going to benefit you to force yourself to sleep. Get up and do something, study, read Quran, do whatever. If you can't sleep and you're forcing yourself until you start feeling drowsy, then you go to sleep. He said, حِجْدَةُ وَنَوْمُ أَوَّلِ اللَّيْلِ أَحْمَدُ وَأَنْفَعُ مِنْ آخِرِهِ. And to sleep in the beginning of the night is the best time, which is straight after Aisha. That is the beginning of the night. وَنَوْمُ وَسَطِ النَّهَارِ أَنْفَعُ مِنْ طَرَفِهِ. And sleep to the middle of the day, يعني after ظهر, better than sleep after عصر, or around about 11 a.m. or something, to have your nap in after dhuhr. He said, وَكُلَّمَا قَرُبَ النَّوْمُ مِنَ الطَّرَفَيْنِ قَلَّ نَفْعُهُ. And every time يعني, you leave from the end of the day and the beginning of the day, the sleep becomes useless. وَلَا سِيَّمَ نَوْمُ الْعَصْرِ. And specifically, when you sleep after asr. والنوم أول النهار إلا للسهران. And to sleep in the beginning of the day, unless you are what? You have stayed up. Like for example, if you're doing i'tikaf and you stand all night praying, then you sleep the beginning of the day. Now, المهم, he said here, these are the best times to sleep. إخواني, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I see what this is to divide his night to three proportions. A proportion he would spend with his family, a proportion to sleep, and a proportion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A proportion from Maghrib to Isha to a little bit after Isha to Isha time is Salat, and then with his family. After that time will be sleep, and then he wakes up in the last third of the night, he spent it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the best. And then he would pray Fajr and have a little nap, yani after Duha. He will have a little nap, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Duha, and then get up and do. In some narrations says that, and some narrations says after Dhuhr, Allahu alam. Al-Muhim, this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to divide his night. If you go to sleep after Isha, yani for example, let's just say 8:30, 9 o'clock, you say 9 o'clock. What about the TV show? 9 o'clock, and you sleep till about 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., wallahi, more than enough sleep. 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's it. How much you need? You're up before Fajr. Fajr is about 5:30. You get up, you have 1 hour of Salat and Ibadah. You come to the masjid, you pray Fajr, you go back home. You want to sleep an hour, you want to stay till Duha. It's up to you, it depends on your work schedule. That is the best for you. And if you do that, and you don't end up sleeping much during the day, believe it or not, by the time Isha comes, you are so tired, you just go back to sleep, and this is it. You build a habit, and good luck to you. طيب جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.